Good evening.
Good evening, Malcolm.
How are you, Malcolm? How's your wrist?
It's still a little sore. I'm going to have the other one done at the end of March.
Takes a long time to heal, I guess, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm going to call you sometime this week, maybe Thursday, at home.
That would be fine.
Sir?
That would be fine.
What's a good time for you?
Well, I teach the Aleph Bet class on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock your time. And if you give me like 10 or 15 minutes after that, it would be fine. So around 10, 15.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Yes, so that works for me.
Okay. You're the first to arrive for this class. And Hannah said because of her birthday, she wouldn't be here. So we'll just wait and see if some others come. If they don't come, is this a good time for you to call me?
Sure.
Okay. So that way we don't have to wait.
Okay.
So if they do come, then we'll talk on Thursday.
Brandilla.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we will begin our class. We're on section 5 of the Parasha of Vayera from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And we're beginning section 5 tonight. So we'll start with the L'shem Yehud at Pasuk 45. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavate V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananeh aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananehu. Lesson 45. Ur menuta de malka ichazeh bitlat kivanin b'avan chad Bezu de ichazeh le'ena merachik Yena la yakil le kaima bivri ru bichaze. Begindi hu me rachok adinatel eina. Ezu ze er bik me tu dileya. Vi alda ketiv me rachok. Hashem mira li. The translation. The authority and will of the king, namely the Shekhinah, appears in three colors. And these are the three colors of the eye, white, red, and green. One color represents the eye's sight from afar. At this distance, the eye is unable to clearly visualize what it sees until it achieves partial vision by contracting itself. Thus it is written, Hashem has appeared from afar to me. This is the secret of the illumination of the central column, as there can be no revelation of the lights without it. My commentary. This is the color green that allows us to see from a distance. Actually, the eye contracts, and when that happens, one can see clearly who is coming towards you. The Zohar is also saying that light that returns to us to see must have some aspect of the green frequency associated with this light. I do not know if this is true in the physical world. An optometrist or an optician will have to be asked if this is true, or perhaps my understanding is flawed. Questions, comments, thoughts.
It sounds like you have to have both sides, like the right and left. I guess on the spiritual side, to be able to maybe see visions or both, even in the physical world, because I think I've remarked sometimes that about how we have the world, which is, you know, from Tiferet, osmosis, you know, type thing.
You broke up right in the middle of that, but I heard the word Tiferet, but prior to that, I didn't hear what you were. I heard the first part of that you need to use the right and left eye.
Right.
But then when you got into the Tiferet, I missed that. So please say it again. Because you are onto something.
Well, the right and left eye, right, and you know, to have the clearness, the vision, you have to have a balance on the right and left. You know, if you don't have the balance, then you've got defects in the eyesight. And then we have so much green in the world. that kind of like osmosis, you know, the reflecting light. I consider Tiferet the reflecting light.
But Tiferet is the reflecting light. That is correct. But Tiferet is another word for Zeron Pin.
Right.
It includes all of the six emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It includes all of the six Sephirot. So, but you are correct that you need both eyes, right and left, to be able to see, have depth perception.
Mm-hmm.
But each eye, unfortunately, there are many people who might have an eye damage where they have to, they only have one eye, they have a glass eye in the other eye. They are able to see, they're not blind, but they have no ability to create depth perception.
Right.
To see how far things are from them, or to see peripherally, on the side where the eye is not working properly. And what you said about green, we have a lot of green in this world. All of the plant life, generally speaking, is green, sometimes a little bit to the red, like certain cabbage or there's some leafy salads, leafy lettuce that is reddish. But the idea of the green being the nature of vegetation is an indication of it being part of the central column.
Right.
And the way to understand that is you have the end of the inanimate objects, and you have the animals, and the central column is the vegetation. And that's the green color is an indication of that. If you want to heal someone who is mentally unbalanced, you put them in a sanitarium, but most of the sanitariums basically use nature, the natural outlook, being able to walk in a garden where it's substantially the green vegetation that brings them into a quiet state, to a balanced state. So all of that is really being built into this pasuk, explaining the idea that the illumination of the central column, without it, there can be no revelation of the lights. And that's the idea. If you only have the one eye, that as you were saying, you need both the right and left eye for depth perception. But we have a third eye that we speak of being able to see things that others cannot see. And that third eye is that central column, and that's really what is being hinted at here.
Mm-hmm.
But everything you said was really very right on. I'll move forward to Pasuk 46. Gawan tinyan chesu dehayena Bistimu dileya dehay gawan La yitchaze leena Bar bistimu ze'er Vena akit Wila kaima biriru Sutimena uftah Ve'er v'nakit ha'u chesu v'da'wan da'yitz derich l'pit pitrona l'kaima alma d'navkit e'na wi'al da'kitiv ma'ata ro'eh. The translation: the second color represents the eye's sight when the eye is closed. This color is seen by the eye only through a slight shutting, and therefore it is not a clear vision. The way to see is by closing the eye and then opening it a little, to thereby receive this sight, because this vision is not clear. It requires interpretation in order to understand what the eye has perceived. Therefore, it is written, "What do you see?" This is the secret of the illumination of the left column when the lights are stopped because of the lack of chasadim. My commentary: in my opinion, this is the reason that when we close our eyes and then open a little bit, we see light that appears red. Red being the column of the color of the left column. Questions, comments, thoughts? I will say, when you wear glasses and you're nearsighted, meaning that you can see close to read, but you really don't see clearly in the distance. And when that begins to happen to someone, the way they try and clarify it is by shutting their eyes and then opening them a little bit. And that helps them to clarify what they're seeing. But the Zohar here is telling us, when you do that, what you're seeing is clear or more clear, but it's really skewed to the left. It's skewed to the left column. So what you're seeing and how you're interpreting it is not in a balanced way. And that's something that's good to know when you need to utilize that.
Right.
Because how often do we think we see something and when we realize it, that we didn't see it properly? We've interpreted it incorrectly.
Don't you think that if we see something, that if it's not right, that our intuition might kick in and correct that?
You'd like to think so, but does it?
Well, I think it does, because sometimes I've had I'd look at something one way and then I go, well, you know, maybe it's this way.
But does that happen all the time?
Well, no, not all the time.
Now you're really talking now, Brandy, not of the eyesight itself. You're talking about the perception, how you perceive that eyesight, how you interpret it. It's important to understand that when light hits your optic nerve, what is on the close to the ground goes to the top of the optic nerve, and what is on higher up off the ground is going to the bottom of the optic nerve. We see upside down. We
right.
see what's on the right being on the left. We I see in the sense of incorrectly. And when the image that the optic nerve senses is converted to electrical energy and then it gets into the brain has to reinterpret that. And that reinterpretation is on how we perceive things. And that is where our intuition can come into play in the interpretation of what we're seeing. But I think this is talking about what is that initial vision, that initial perception that's at the optic nerve. I could be wrong. It could be very well what you're saying, that it's how we interpret it, how we perceive it at the level of the mind. And that is where intuition will come into play.
Well, then if we perceive it, then isn't everything an illusion? So we're perceiving it incorrectly?
Is it an illusion? We don't see the electromagnetic waves that are in the air around us. We don't see them. But what we do see, is that an illusion? If you see someone who's handsome or you see someone who's beautiful, is that an illusion?
Could be.
You're judging or you're evaluating or you're perceiving on the physical level only. Because every soul is beautiful. Now, that soul can be covered in mud, can be covered in mistakes, and covered in klipot. And klipot are not beautiful. So do we see the soul, the inner essence of what the person is? Or do we see the klipot? Or do we see the exterior of the person, which is what they want to show to us?
I think
that may
we
not
see
be
the,
at all who they are.
I think we see the exterior of the person and only what they want to show us.
Generally, that's speaking, but with our third eye, are we able to penetrate deeper?
Hopefully, our intuition kicks in, and yes.
Is the third eye intuition, or is the third eye an x-ray type concept? Or when I was growing up, Superman had x-ray vision. He could see through walls. Our intuition lets us see through walls. There are essays on the internet that describe developments by the CIA and other governmental agencies where they tried to train people for distant viewing, it was referred to, where they could sit in a room in an army base on the United States and visit the Kremlin and open up the drawers and see what the files said in the Kremlin. They did experiment. They spent taxpayer dollars doing that. And they've documented it, and some has been released, some is not, according to the conspiracy theories, but that doesn't mean they're wrong. And that's all based on intuition. vision, but it's also really based on telepathy. So a lot of things that go on in this world that we aren't aware of. But that doesn't mean we need to be fearful. We just need to be connected to Hashem.
Right. I know telepathy works.
It does. We have five senses. Five physical senses, and we have five spiritual senses. We're out of time, so
It was good today.
I agree. It's because you the two of you have been growing where, you know, you're letting Akana talk most of the time out of respect for her. But you need to express yourselves. And you show that you can in this class. So I thank you.
Thank you.
And I know Hana would like to see more people, more of us speak. But she feels a burden in having to carry the conversation. So it's just something to think about.
Okay.
You have a good evening, and we'll have a class on the Ari tonight in the later class. Shalom.
Okay, shalom.
Have a beautiful evening.
Okay.